This is the Business English Podcast, episode 228, Good and Bad in Business, part one.
Welcome to the Business English Podcast from All Ears English. Get the English skills you need to achieve your dreams in global business. For a presentation, a meeting, or your office party, this is Real Business English with your favorite American hosts, Lindsay and Michelle, coming to you from New York City and Colorado, USA. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Hey, Michelle. I am doing really well today. Everything's good. Things are good. Things are good. How about you?
Is anything bad or it's all good?
Oh, it's mostly all good. Mostly all good. You know, the sun is shining in Colorado. No complaints. What about you? How are things?
Everything is good, but I'm a little afraid because my husband is not going to be here tonight and it's going to be one on two with the kids.
Okay.
I've been doing the dinner and the bedtime, and I've been building it up in my head.
Oh, good luck with that. I bet our listeners can relate to you because many of our listeners are parents, you know,
yes.
And there are times when you're on your own with your kids. So report back to us, Michelle. Let us know how it goes.
Oh, boy. I will. It's all good. It's all good. So, guys, today I am excited because this is part one of a series that we are doing, a two-part series. But guess what? The second part is not on this podcast. Where is it, Lindsay?
It is over on the All Ears English podcast. So that's why you're going to want to go over to All Ears English, look for it by hitting search, and then find All Ears English and hit that follow button. But what are we talking about on part one of the series today?
Okay, well, you notice, guys, we've been saying good, bad. So we're going to talk about this because we have a listener question that was really good from Elena about these words, okay?
Yes.
So we're going to go through it today. I'm excited. Lindsay, do you just want to go ahead and read the question?
Yeah, totally. Here you go. So from Elena. Elena says, I'm very grateful to you. Your podcast flourishes my English every morning. Oh, that is so great.
Thank you. By the way,
guys, we love your questions. Send us your questions just like this one. What is still annoying to me while speaking English is the difficulty that I have finding alternatives for good and bad. Adjectives, mm-hmm. right? SOS. Mm-hmm. She says SOS.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Well, this is a great question. I mean, it's funny. It's interesting because she's just, you know, asking about two very simple words that I would venture to say that everyone knows who is listening to this podcast. So we are going to go over business ways, other ways you can say this for a business. I mean, again, and these could be used outside of business, but we are teaching you more the business words today that you can add some variety. And then in that part two, next week on All Ears English, we're going to do more just like conversational everyday words. But these are really useful for business.
Yeah. And I would also say, you guys know that you know, often we're using crossover words. The difference is on business English, when we're giving you business terms, we're trying to elevate your language a little bit, professionalize it a tiny bit. But as Michelle said, these ones you're going to learn today could totally be used in a social scenario too, because there are lots of social scenarios at work, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a semi-formal environment sometimes at work. So
yeah, Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to get into it. Before we do that, guys, if you haven't listened to this episode, we have episode 188 was Michelle's startup stories. So go on over and listen to that. But okay, so let's get into it. So let's do good first.
All right, good. So we're going to give Elena, our listener, and everyone else, four things you can sub in for good instead of good. More interesting vocabulary. What's the first one?
The first one is strong. I feel this is used a lot in business. What do you think, Lindsay?
I really like this one for business because it feels like it kind of takes out a judgment aspect and it makes it more about strengths and weaknesses. You know, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. It feels like it makes it a little less personal. Like if I say, I love how your presentation was good or your introduction was good versus your introduction was strong. Yeah. It just feels a little more objective to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think it sounds a little bit more interesting. It gives me the picture of something that's sturdy.
Yes, but
you know, it just gives me a little bit of imagery as well, I think.
Yes, I love that. So for example, I love how your presentation started with a strong introduction. And then we say, you know, your performance this quarter has been strong. We use this in many ways that is so much better than just saying your performance has been good. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the next one is powerful. So this is another way. It's good in a way, but it's different.
Yeah.
Right. How would you, what do you think? How would you describe this word?
Yeah, I would reserve this for truly big situations, you know, maybe a keynote speech, a time when you're being inspired. I wouldn't say a powerful introduction, maybe a powerful introduction, powerful performance. No, this is for unique moments of inspiration. The CEO, the speech the CEO made at the end of the conference was incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you feel very strongly about that. Okay.
Right,
so yeah. Yeah. What else?
Effective. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how would we spell effective in this way, Lindsay?
Okay. Be careful here. EFF, ECTIVE. Yes. Yes.
Instead of saying the graph was really good in the meeting, the graph was really effective in the meeting. That means it had an impact. It was helpful.
It's a little more specific.
These words are more specific than good.
And this is part of what our listeners are looking for, guys. You want to increase your English for your career. You want to be more specific, a little more elevated, more articulate. These are the words that do it. This is glaringly obvious how much better this is than good to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yes. I agree with you. And what's the last one for good?
Impressive, right? All of the candidates were impressive, but I think Julie deserves the job. I like the word impressive too. It elevates things. It makes it more formal, feels more objective, just better all around. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go into the other side of things, Michelle. Bad. So just like we need other words for good, we also need other words for bad because bad is just too broad.
Yeah.
And unclear.
Yeah. And also it's very direct for business. Like, oh, that was bad. A lot of times in business, I think especially we're trying to do things like, you know, feedback sandwich, being a little bit less direct. I mean, it depends, of course, on the situation and who it is. But these words, I think, are helpful that they're a good way of saying bad, but in a nicer way. Oh, and I like that addition you made, Lindsay.
Yeah, so we'll get to those bonuses. I'm excited about today's episode, guys. I really hope you are writing these down because this is more than just a normal vocab episode. You're going to be deploying these words all the time, especially in leadership. So let's go into it. What's our first way of framing bad and being more specific and more professional?
All right. Needs work. Something needs work, right? So instead of saying, oh, this team is bad. it's focused more on developing something.
Development.
Maybe something isn't where we want it right now, but in the business world, we're, you know, working to improve, always working to get better, striving for more. So instead of saying, oh, this team is really bad, which is just a huge downer and no one's going to be happy if you say that, you would say this team really needs work. We need to make some changes.
Yeah, it makes me think of, you know, the mindset of the growth mindset versus, yeah. I don't know what the term was. There was some research out of Stanford about growth mindset versus static mindset or set mindset. You know, when you're in a leadership position or any position at work, you should talk about things in a growth framework, right? Where something can always be improved. Not that it's a value judgment. It's good. It's bad. No, it needs work. And needs work is a little more casual than the next one, Michelle, which is needs improvement. But also both are fine depending on the context of the feedback.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So needs improvement. What do you think about that one? I mean, I like tell us more about why you think that they're different.
I just think that needs work feels a little more casual, but it's much better than bad because it's more of within the growth framework, the possibility to get better at something, right? Rather than just judge it as it is. Mm-hmm. But I like both. So for example, her slides are okay, but her public speaking skills do need improvement. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Need improvement. This next one is a little bit wordier, but you'll hear it. It's leave something to be desired. You hear this, Lindsay?
Yes. Yes. And this would be less about any kind of feedback on a person's work. It'd be more about a kind of a cultural thing or a broad view towards something. Right, Michelle? So what would be an example?
The workplace culture in that company leaves something to be desired.
Yeah.
It's just a flowery way of saying you want more from something.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And there, I mean, we could do another episode on this, another business version of this series even, and give you guys more words for this stuff. But these are good for today. I mean, substandard would be the next one. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the most extreme, right? His work is substandard consistently. Now, maybe in this context, you've given this person multiple chances with that needs improvement. Yeah. We have some gaps. We've identified some gaps would be another thing we might say.
Right.
And at this point, we're at the end of our rope, right? And this person's probably going to be fired.
So now we whip out the substandard verb.
Yeah, but it's still more interesting and better, way better than saying his work is bad. It's just not professional to say his work is bad. We need other things to say. Yeah,
right. And just to throw out one more, you said gaps, but also you said weak. We had strong, so the opposite is weak, right? This is a weak introduction. It's also a little bit direct.
Yeah, but I think it's okay. I think what we do is we kind of like over time, as someone's been working for a longer amount of time at a company, the expectations get higher and you can get a little bit more direct if they're not hearing you about improving on certain things, right? So we start with that growth framework. We want to stay there, but we do gradually have to be direct if we want someone to act on our request to improve around something, right?
Right. Yes,
for sure.
Yeah. So Lindsay, just before we move into a role play, what do you think makes for a strong employee?
I think certainly responding to feedback, positively accepting feedback, and actually making a concerted effort to change so that after 6 months, there's a clear before and after, if there's something that's that needs to be improved. I think that's definitely, and then thought leadership, right? What does that employee see that needs to be improved without even being asked about it? What are they, kind of proactive orientation towards the business? What do you think, Michelle?
I think reliability, a true passion for what you're doing. I think someone who wants to work hard, someone creative.
Yeah. Okay. We got a lot of, it always depends on the company, obviously, but these are all good examples of good assets in an employee for sure. Should we go into a role play now for our listeners?
Let's do it. Let's do it. So here we are going over a project there that we are working on together.
Here we go. All right. So here, So I love what you did with the visuals. They are really powerful.
Thanks. I felt if we used bold colors, it would be most effective.
Totally.
And your sources are impressive, really strong. They will help us prove our points.
Thanks so much. Do you think our intro needs improvement, though?
I guess it leaves something to be desired. Maybe we can rethink it?
Yeah, because honestly, I think it's a little substandard.
It definitely needs work.
Okay, so here we're, like we said, we're coworkers working together, being honest with each other. That's good. There's always a good time for these words, right?
Yes.
really good.
Absolutely. For sure. So you said, I love what you did with the visuals. They are really powerful, right? So I know you said that this is like a special word for special things. However, okay, you would imagine from this that it's not just like clip art, like of a heart, right? That maybe these are really pictures that bring up some emotional thing or just really, so you won't use powerful for just like, oh, here's like a picture of a cat.
I think it depends.
I mean, unless you work for like PETA or something.
I think powerful works for the question, does it move me? If it moves you, it's powerful. Whether it's images can be incredibly powerful. Speeches by thought leaders or keynote speakers can be incredibly powerful or can be kind of weak and uninspiring too, right?
Yeah.
So if something moves you, it's powerful. Let's say that.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good way to think of it. And what was the next thing?
You said, thanks. I think I felt it that if we use bold colors, it would be most effective. Great. Mm-hmm. So that's a functional word for sure. What else, Michelle?
Yep. And then I said, and your sources are impressive, really strong. So there we go. 2 for 1.
Yeah. And then I said, bless you, bless you. I said, thanks so much. Do you think our intro needs improvement? Right. So now we're going into something we could improve.
Mm-hmm. And then I said, I guess it leaves something to be desired.
And then I took it to an even deeper level.
Yeah, said, Lindsay, please.
I think it's a little substandard, which we have to be able to be honest. I mean, the worst thing would be if we took this presentation, we presented this to our boss or whoever, and we both have a sneaking suspicion it's not great, but we're afraid to say it to each other or do the extra work, our careers could suffer. Right.
Right. And what's interesting here is it sounds like you were kind of feeling me out. You know, you said, do you think our introduction needs improvement? And I said, you know, I kind of revealed that, I was kind of thinking the same thing. And then you went for it. You're like, boom. Yeah, it's
boom.
Awful. No, I'm just joking. It's a little substandard.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then what's the last thing you said? We agree, right? We agree.
Yeah, we agree. So I could say it definitely needs work.
Oh my gosh. This has been a fantastic episode, guys. I hope you have jotted everything down from today. Go back and listen again. What's the takeaway before we finish, and then we'll remind our listeners where to find part two.
Right? Yeah. I mean, this is a really great question. I love these kinds of really specific questions. Feel free to throw out these questions of like a simple word and how different ways to say it for different contexts. We love that. Overall, I think this idea that in business, to say good and bad, there are ways to be more specific. This episode is about finding these ways to be specific and appropriate for the workplace when you're giving feedback.
Yeah, and in a way, it's kind of about finding your voice, right? Finding our voice, calibrating our voice, depending on the severity of the situation. How many times have we given that feedback? But finding your voice and going beyond just these broad, vague words, this is how we do it, guys. This is how you do move up the levels of your company as far as your English goes, right? Yeah. It opens doors for you, okay?
For sure, for sure.
And what else, Michelle? Where's part two? Where and when?
Part two is coming up next week on the All Ears English podcast. So please go on over there. You want to get this episode? We don't want you to forget. So go on over right now. Hit follow on All Ears English. There's so much good stuff over there. But once you hit follow, the episode will come to you so you don't forget about it, because we know that you're going to want to get more variety for different situations. A great question. This was a really fun intro to the series, and we'll do the part two next time.
We'll see you guys on part two. So how do we do that? We open that search button, guys, type in All Ears English, and then go to the show and hit that follow button wherever you listen, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever it is. Hit the follow button, and next week you'll see part two drop right into your queue. All right. Good stuff, Michelle. Thanks for coming on the show today. I'll see you very soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Business English, a podcast just for you, the high-achieving global professional. Want more from All Ears English? Don't miss our biggest and best podcast with 8 million monthly downloads. Just search for the All Ears English podcast and hit follow to get 4 new episodes per week on fluency, American culture, grammar, and so much more. Or tap the link in the show notes. Remember, we believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Follow the All Ears English podcast now.